Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hey, everybody. Now we come to the second kind of tests that I use in advanced self-image analysis of a personality. This is called multiple intelligence type. Now, this is all credit goes to an educational psychologist called Howard Gardner. I found this very useful to use in personality evaluation because it classifies intelligence beyond the boundaries of the modern narrow IQ tests and personality tests that are available. This is not very commonly used, but I found this to be very true. And I use only stuff which is applicable, true, and can be practically and pragmatically used with our kids, with the young adults, with the adults even of an older generation perhaps, who never knew they had this intelligence type. So what is this multiple intelligence type about? Let's find out. What is multiple intelligence type? Each one of us excels in one area of intelligence or intellect. Some are musical, some are scientific, some are mathematical, some are nature lovers, etc. There's so many different types. All of us are needed and required to build the good earth. Okay, people? Multiple intelligences were developed, but much neglected in the mainstream education system and evaluation system. It was developed by Howard Gardner. I think this guy was a Canadian educational psychologist. He developed a theory about people and their different types of intelligences, logical, visual, musical, etc. A person may have two or more dominant types of intelligences. And maybe there are some individuals who have a balance of all 7 types of intelligence that they studied. He has documented it and he has classified it. To help understand this better, a simple test which I take in the evaluation on my Excel sheet will help you determine what is your child, or if you are a young or mature adult, what is your intelligence type. It's good to know. Again, this is a scale, nothing to do with good or bad. It's just a profile of the areas of your personality you have. How many intelligence types do you have, and how do they dictate your life? How do you perceive your reality? How do you cognize your reality? Take 2 of the highest scores. If you want to narrow it down really hard, if there are prominent areas where you shine and where you don't, etc. So let's see the pie chart again. There's the sample report. There are 7 types of intelligences which he classifies. So this pie is divided into 7 pieces. What are those? Existential, linguistic, logical, mathematical, musical, bodily and kinesthetic, spatial and visual, interpersonal, intrapersonal, naturalist. Okay, existential, I think we already covered. So these are the 7 types. As we can see, this pie chart gets split pretty much in even sizes of the pie, so to speak. But this person seems to have more of musical qualities, followed by interpersonal qualities. I mean, to make a good musician, because logical mind is also needed for musicians in a way. Even though they might not be good with numbers, music is pretty much mathematical in notes. So let's see what each one of these type is quickly, okay? Existential intelligence. What is the core characteristic of this? They are about collective consciousness, the capability to see how something relates to the big picture. Now tie this in context with the other videos of advanced as well as basic. You'll start seeing a pattern here. That's the beauty of these things. Collective values, understanding the classical Western values of truth, goodness and beauty. Summative iteration. What does this mean? Summative iteration, a kind of a tongue twister. The ability to summarize details into a larger understanding. Intuitive iteration, a responsiveness to the intangible qualities of being human, be it responding to arts, philosophical virtues or religious tenets. Students or young adults or mature adults, let's just put it adults. Adults with a strong existential intelligence, what do they seek? They seek meaningful learning. They look for connections across the curriculum. They try to connect the dots. Like to synthesize ideas based on their learning. I'm of this type of more, I think. I haven't taken the test yet. Enjoy literature and customs from other cultures. I have done that. Have a strong connection with family and friends. Develop strong identity with the neighborhood and town. Express a sense of belonging to a global community. These are the globalists of our world. They like to get involved with social and political causes. They can have a strong commitment to their health and well-being. Tend to look for at information relative to the context in which it is presented. Some more on existential intelligence. To support this intelligence in the classroom, because he was an educational psychologist, what do you do for such children, for such adults? Offering an overview before starting the new instruction. Teaching by considering topics from multiple points of view. Relating material to global themes and concepts. Connecting the dots seems to be a big quality about them. Integrating your instruction across the curriculum means one subject to another, you are trying to connect the dots. Like you are finding similarity between history and geography, for example. Including the arts in instruction where appropriate. Do you show things by pictures? Discussing how topics are important to the classroom, school, community or world. Bringing in resource people who offer additional perspectives on a topic, like getting a guest lecturer kind of thing. Helping students learn to cohesively summarize what they have learned. Summarize. Allowing students to demonstrate learning by applying understanding in new and different contexts. Having students participate in rubric development for performance-based tasks so that they can take ownership for their learning. Technologies that stimulate this intelligence are art replica, planetarium, stage drama, classic literature, classic philosophy, symbols of world religions, virtual communities, virtual art exhibits, virtual field trips, MUDs, I don't know what that means, blogs, wikis, virtual reality, simulations, because these are very conceptual people, they need to tie into big picture. These are big picture kids and adults. Okay. Linguistic intelligence, what are these chaps about? Core characteristic, ideation, thinking and remembering through internal language. Functional literacy, understanding the rules and functions of language. Self-regulation, analyze one's own use of language. Adaptation, apply the rules of language to new and different contexts. Oral expression, explain and express oneself verbally. Written expression, explain and express oneself in writing. Students with strong linguistic intelligence appreciate the subtleties of grammar and meaning. These are the linguists of our world. They write, they are the Shakespeares of the world. Spell easily. Enjoy word games, understanding jokes, puns and riddles. Use descriptive language. They are good storytellers. Internalize new information through lecture and discussion. Demonstrate understanding easily through discussion and essay. What are some more characteristics? How do we teach these guys? So, to support this intelligence in classroom or teaching environment, you do exploring new vocabulary, learning terms and expressions from other languages. Multilingual, encouraging opportunities for public speaking, incorporating drama into learning, keeping daily journals, promoting opportunities for creative writing, nurturing oral storytelling, including opportunities for expository and narrative writing, utilizing quality children's and young adult literature in classroom, reading out a classical work, for example. Technologies that stimulate this intelligence are textbook, pen, pencil, worksheet, newspaper, magazine, word processing, electronic mail, desktop publishing. I mean, this list is a little old. We have many more, much better tools on the web, on YouTube, everywhere these days. Just take it for what it is now. Web-based publishing, keyboards, speech recognition devices, text bridges. Okay. Like I said, this list is a little old. Okay. Next one is logical mathematical type of intelligence. Core characteristic is linear reasoning, seeking order and consistency in the world. Mathematicians of the world. Concrete reasoning, breaking down systems into their components. Abstract reasoning, using symbols to represent concrete ideas. Causal relationships, identifying cause and effect within a system. The engineers, the scientists. Complex operations, performing sophisticated algorithms. Students with a strong logical intelligence seek order. They reason scientifically. They identify relationships. They enjoy testing theories. They like completing puzzles. Compelling even. Excel at calculating numbers. Solving problems instinctively. Analyze abstract ideas. Manipulate functions. Perform these operations at a rapid rate. So how can we support these people in our world? To support this intelligence in the classroom, we can do following things. Creating intrinsic and extrinsic order in your classroom. Presenting criteria at the beginning of an activity to provide structure. Offering open-ended problem-solving tasks. Including convergent thinking activities in instruction. Promoting experiments which test student hypotheses. Using syllogisms in a language, I don't know what that is. Encouraging classroom debate. Incorporating puzzles into learning centers. Setting short-term achievable goals for the class. Allowing students to participate in building assessment rubrics. Technologies that support this intelligence, again, might be a little outdated. Lecture. Cuisenaire rods, I don't know what the hell that is. Unifix cubes, tangrams, measuring cups, measuring scales, ruler, yardstick, slide rule, graphic calculator, spreadsheet, search engine, directory, FTP clients, gophers, web quests, problem solving tasks and programming languages. Half of this seems very geeky to me, but yeah, you can do a research on this. Okay. I've captured the base material here. We can go further with this. The next is interpersonal intelligence, core characteristics. They have collaborative skills, the capability to jointly complete tasks with others. They have a cooperative attitude, the willingness to offer and accept input. Leadership, recognition by peers as someone to follow. They are social influencers, social influence and ability to persuade others, marketing chaps. The great digital marketing these days. Social empathy, an awareness and concern for others. Social connection, a skill for meaningfully relating to others. Students with a strong interpersonal intelligence seek support of a group. They value relationships. They enjoy collaborative work. They solicit input from others. They enjoy this. They enjoy sharing about themselves. Display a winning personality. Tend to be a natural leader. So how do we support these people? Allowing interaction among students during learning tasks. Including activities where students work in groups, providing opportunities for students to select their own groups, forming cooperative groups wherein each member has an assigned role, planning activities where students form teams to be successful, allowing competition that promotes higher level achievement, incorporating structured, dramatic activities in which students can role playing, utilizing resource people to invigorate your classroom. promoting interaction with other classes by participating in learning tasks together. Technologies that stimulate this intelligence, discussion, class discussion, group discussions, post-it notes, greeting cards, laboratory, telephone, walkie-talkie, I mean, we don't even use walkie-talkie now, it's all mobile phones, and apps, chat apps, you can substitute there, intercom, board games, costumes, collaborative projects, web chats, there you go, social media group discussions, this is the prominent thing these days, virtual media, message boards, instant messenger. They need more communication, basically. Okay. Intrapersonal intelligence. What is their core characteristic? We got totally 7, so just bear with me here. Effective awareness, knowledge of one's feelings, attitudes, outlook, ethical awareness, the setting of one's principles and moral priorities, self-regulation, monitoring of one's own thoughts, actions and behavior, metacognition, the awareness of one's own thought processes. Cognition of your own cognition is metacognition. It's like you are aware of your own thought process. Highly meditative. Students with a strong intrapersonal intelligence are comfortable with themselves, express strong like or dislike of a particular activity, communicate their feelings, sense their own strengths and weaknesses, show confidence in their abilities. They set realistic goals, they make appropriate choices, they follow their instincts, express a sense of justice and fairness for all, relate to others based on the sense of self. Wish we could do more of these kind of leaders these days. How do we support these kind of children and young adults? Differentiating instruction. Always try to develop critical thinking for these people. Very important. You can see the critical thinking in my corporate seminar series, if you don't know what I mean. Using analogies in making comparisons, providing activities which offer learner choices, having students set goals for themselves in the classroom, including daily journal writing in your classroom routine, providing opportunities for learners to express their feelings on a topic, allowing opportunities for student reflection on learned subjects, examining the current events in terms of social justice, social norms, etc. Utilizing interest, inventories, questionnaires, interviews, and other approaches to measuring student growth. Including student self-assessment in classroom assessment strategies. Technologies that stimulate are journals, diaries, surveys, voting machines, learning centers, children's literature, class discussion, they love group discussion, real-time projects, online surveys, online forms, digital portfolios, self-assessment. Quite a long list there. Bodily and kinesthetic or kinesthetic intelligence. Kinesthetic means a sense of touch. Core characteristics, they are sensory, internalizes the information through bodily sensation, reflexive, responds quickly and intuitively to physical stimulus, tactile, demonstrates well-developed gross or fine motor skills, concrete, expresses feelings and ideas through body movement. They are well-coordinated, they show dexterity, agility, flexibility, balance and poise. These are the gymnasts, the athletes of the planet. Task-oriented, strive to learn by doing. They practice to become perfect. They are the tiger, Tiger Woods. Students with strong kinesthetic intelligence seek to interact with their environment. They enjoy hands-on activities. They can remain focused on a hands-on task for an extended period of time. May demonstrate fine or gross motor ability. Prefer learning centers to seat work. They don't like sitting around, they like to physically do things, seek out other students who are physically gregarious. They master principle once they can manipulate materials or demonstrate a concept. You have to be very demonstrating physically to these kids. Enjoy group games, activity learning tasks. They are different from children who are hyperactive. Important point, their last one. How can we support these kids? Providing hands-on learning centers, incorporating creative drama in your instruction in the classroom, including interactive games in reviewing and remediating content, offering experiences in movement to rhythm and music, engaging students in hands-on science experiments, utilizing manipulative techniques in math instruction, allowing opportunities for building and taking apart, encouraging students to construct physical representation of concepts, keeping students physically moving through the school day. Technologies that stimulate construction tools, kitchen utensils, anything handsy, screw, lever, wheels, axle, inclined plane, pulley, wedge, like a chain pulley block, physical education equipment, manipulative materials, joystick, mouse is like I said, a little older list, okay. Visual intelligence, core characteristics, spatial awareness, solving problems with spatial orientation, non-sequential reasoning, thinking in divergent ways, visual acuity, assessment of information based on principles of design and aesthetics, imagination, seeing possibilities before engaging them in the physical world. These are the visionaries of the world. Einstein was like this. Small motor coordination, creating, building, arranging and decorating. They can even be the interior decorators. Students with strong visual intelligence seek ocular stimulation, meaning visual stimulation, responding to color, line, shape, can see ideas. Einstein. Use mental images for mnemonic devices. They imagine possibilities. They live in a world of possibilities. These are the futuristic people. Enjoy expressing themselves through arts. They appreciate symmetry and congruence. They enjoy rearranging their environment. They can manipulate three-dimensional models in their minds. Understand the concept in action. How can we support these kids? Allowing student movement around the learning environment. Providing a visually stimulating environment. Lots of slides, lots of visual stuff. Sketching plans and before beginning work. Brainstorming ideas, you know, the mind mapping tool that we have, all kinds of visual tools, semantic mapping, guided imagery exercises, working with manipulatives, diagramming the abstract concepts, showing in pictures, providing visual assessment and performance tasks, utilizing visual technologies such as kid pics and PowerPoint. Now, of course, there are plenty others. Technologies that stimulate, again, little outdated, use the modern ones. Overhead projector, television, video. We can put computer tools, art supplies, chalkboard, dry erase board, slideshows, charting, graphing, monitor, digital camera, camcorder. Camcorder even gone. Nobody even uses these days. And all the Canva and all the other software that you can use. Adobe Photoshop, Sketchbook, etc. Digital movies, animation. Next is rhythmic, musical intelligence, rhythm intelligence. Core characteristics, oral orientation, heightened listening ability. Patterning, they're seeking all kinds of patterns, not just in sound, important to remember. Resonance, identification with patterns as an expression of experience. Audiation, thinking musically rather than verbally. This is like the chaps who make musicals as movies, right? Students with strong rhythmic intelligence seek patterns in new information, find patterns in their environment. They are particularly drawn to sound, respond to cadence in language, enjoy moving to rhythms. They pick up terms and phrases in foreign languages very easily. They use patterns to both internalize and recall skills, ideas, and concepts. These guys can become even linguists. How do we support them? In classroom, we engage them with working with pattern blocks, hearing sounds in one's environment, moving to rhythm, drawing visual patterns, learning a foreign language, identifying rhyme schemes, finding patterns in sequences of numbers, listening to symphony, deciphering code, learning to read music, you know, the language of the music. Technologies that stimulate pattern blocks, puzzles, musical instruments, phonograph, headphones. Of course, these days you have tons of the other ones. So I'll just leave you with the list. Last on our list, but never the least, we need lots of these actually. Naturalist intelligence, natural orientation. What's the core characteristic? They have a natural orientation towards identification with living organisms and their environments, earth, physical geography. Attribute orientation to finding common trails among items, common traits. They are trying to find commonality, like the synthesis of things. Categorization, identifying categories by attribute. Hierarchical reasoning, ranking items by significance and relationship. Schematic memory, internalizing and recalling information by attribute, category or hierarchy. Students with strong naturalist intelligence, what do they like? They are intrinsically organized. They demonstrate empathy with nature. These are the earth lovers. Pick up on subtle differences in meaning. They like to make collections of materials. They enjoy sorting and organizing materials. They impose their own sense of order on new information. And something of this. Respond to semantic mapping activities. They prefer charts, tables, diagrams, and timelines. Duh, I'm making a presentation. How do we support them? Using graphic organizers, providing and sorting attribute grouping tasks, brainstorming categories, charting hierarchies, utilizing semantic mapping of ideas, even the mind mapping tools, building portfolios of student work, making connections to the natural world, modeling strategies to find common attributes, categories, hierarchies across the curriculum. That's very important too, by the way. When we say across the curriculum, it's not one subject. It's like you are trying to tie maths to geography to science to chemistry. That requires a very high level of attunement of intelligence, people. Technologies that can stimulate are microscope, telescope, watching, discussing nature documentaries, scrapbook. They can even have all these modern tools that we have, computer, software, drawing tools that they can use, perhaps mind mapping techniques, like I said, semantic mapping tools. Now, all these intelligence types, I'll just summarize here, we've been long in this. I deliberately wanted to read out this whole thing because this needs appreciation. This needs to be known. Even if you take a simple test like this, and if you know about your child, it is precious. You know where their inclinations are, you know what they're about, and how to engage them meaningfully so that they find meaning in their life and existence, people. That's what it's about. Right?